Good morning. Good to see you all. Today I see Virginia Sable came and sitting on her chair, pew chair. Great to see you. As Governor Northam announced the amended executive order 72 yesterday, the mask mandate has been removed for those fully vaccinated, with some exceptions. This is a wonderful progress, but we also need to be mindful of protecting everyone safe, including those who cannot be vaccinated and children under 16 who are now starting to get vaccinated. We are going to convene the Healthy Church team as soon as possible to make the best decision for our congregation. Until then, let us continue wearing masks and keep 6 feet distancing while we are inside the church building. I visited Anna Martin last Thursday with Ann Harper. She seemed to have weakened over the year, but she joyfully shared her memory of Centenary Church. She said her goal is to live until her 100th birthday, which is coming October 26. When we said goodbye to her, she said, 4 more months. Please keep praying for Anna in your prayers. Please keep Fred and Faye in your prayers. I visited Fred at Summit a week ago. He seemed to be slowly getting better. He fell backward from the stairs and hurt his neck bone last November. He fell again from his bed 1.5 months ago. This time he hurt his back. Doctors are more concerned about his neck, and it'll take longer to be recovered from those injuries. I am more concerned about Faye because her physical and mental condition is not good to stay alone. Although their son, Rick, comes down almost every day from his work at Charlottesville, Faye needs some help from the congregation. If our church members can just stop by and have a short conversation with her, that would be much, much, much appreciated. Please keep Fred and Faye in your prayers. Now, today we would have a three-team announcement. Yes. The outreach co-captain are going to come and introduce their ministry.
Good morning, everyone. Belv and I are going to talk with you for a few minutes about our outreach team, and we hope that you'll be...
Step forward just a little bit.
Oh, thank you. We hope that you'll be just so excited to join our team once you hear about what we've been doing and what we see in the horizon. As you know, the focus of our team is on the outside of the church responsibilities. And each year, we have the privilege of choosing recipients for the Accree Endowment Fund for Home Missions and the Lambeth M. Clark Scholarship Fund. And last year, a distribution from the Agree Fund went to support many local missions, and the Lambeth Clark Scholarship Fund provided much needed money for Zachary Miller, a student at Randolph College. And Miss Ida put it so well when she said, "We can all be happy for helping a needy and worthy young student during an unusually challenging year." Another area that we like to help out when needed is with our church social media and website, and Chris and Alan do such an incredible job of maintaining that. Last year, we did purchase a Dell laptop to make Alan's job a little bit easier and help make supporting the website more efficient. And so many of our youth are part of the outreach team that you'll see some overlap in our activities. And thank you, youth. You've been so helpful. We joined the Society of St. Andrews to glean strawberries during a brisk morning at Yoder's Farm last spring. And your generous donations last year helped one of our church families to recover from a fire, and were very much appreciated. In addition to the monetary gift, we replaced much needed furniture and provided furniture for another church member who was going through a hard time, and Miss Chris found out was paying way too much to rent furniture. We removed many truck and trailer loads of huge logs from the parsonage that AEP was so nice to leave for us, and delivered seven of those loads to families in need after splitting them. And six went to one family on Gray Street, and he burns wood all year. And actually, I found out Friday he's still burning, which we need to start a fire probably today, Lisa. It's a little bit chilly for me. And so thank you so much also for giving generously to our recently completed personal hygiene products drive for Parkview Missions. And it truly is more blessed to give than to receive. And you, our church family, has been on the giving end so often. You can take it even one step further by joining our outreach team. And I now step aside and let Belva talk about what's upcoming.
So Bill talked about more there. Okay. My director was directing. Bill talked about where we've been. I'm going to talk about where we're going. Okay, so you all know that in just a few short weeks, we are going to be providing the dinner at Parkview Mission. We still need volunteers to distribute. Cooking, I think we're okay, but we need some help the night before to get everything organized, set up, chopped, ready to roll. And then for June, the conference has asked for a canned food drive, that our canned foods will go to Parkview, which is another blessing for our community. And then we're gonna be moving forward. We're gonna be looking at trivia nights to raise some money for Sager Brown when we head there in the fall. And again, some gleaning opportunities as we're heading towards the fall. So we're the fun group. We get to do the fun stuff and get outside these walls and let the community see what a blessing Centenary is, and how we're living the life of Jesus. We're his hands and his feet. And so we encourage you. Now, the next thing that we're gonna do is next Sunday, we're gonna have a meeting. So anybody that's interested in being a part of the outreach team, we're gonna meet right after church down in the fellowship hall. We'll be socially distanced. And to come up with some plans, immediate plans. And then if you're interested in helping with the Parkview Mission Project, if you can also come down, we'll spend the first 5-10 minutes real quick just assigning everybody where they want to be and making sure we've got everything covered. So looking forward to it, and have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you. The outreach team, I'm so glad our church can do so many mission work during this challenging time. Now, the striking of the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.